Stand on the line. Your attention, please. Your attention, please. You have entered the square of respect. Would you please put your feet on the line? Probably should tie your shoelaces. Put your hands beside you. Take a deep breath. Let us take a moment of silence. Father God, thank you so much for the life you give us. Father God, thank you for the children that come here to want to know more about you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you love us so much you put yourself on the cross. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you will speak through me to enlighten these children of the truth of the gospel. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name, and all the saints said, Amen. Amen. Not really sure I heard you believe that. That's what I like hearing. There's always got to be someone with a long voice. All right. Are you guys ready for Awana tonight? Yeah! All right. Let us present our flags. Stand at attention. No talking. Present colors. Recite the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Now we make a pledge. To the Christian flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty for all who believe.
Do you believe that?
Yes!
Amen. Both colors. You may be seated. Now I want you to stand up. I want to read a scripture to you guys. First is James in the first chapter, verse 19. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness, rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness, humbly implanted the word, which is able to save your souls. You may now sit. Listening, as Christians, somebody's over talking me. Listening, that means God gave us two ears and one mouth. Listening is an attribute. Attribute means a characteristic of being a good Christian. In listening, you are to listen to your leaders. You are to listen to your parents, and we're to listen to each other with respect. My first teaching with you this semester was about respect. Respecting one another is an attribute or a characteristic of love. The next thing of a characteristic of a Christian is that we are asked God. And James covers about that. If you seek wisdom, ask God. He answers our prayers, but we must be humble when we do that. The next thing, as far as a Christian, is that we are to be obedient. When you're asked to do something, you do it. Obedient, doing what is right. That's what a good Christian does. Now here's the most important thing. You can be doing all three of those things, listening, asking, and obeying. But if you're not serving the Savior, it doesn't make a lot of fruit. We are called to serve the Lord. And serving the Lord comes in many ways. What I have noticed in the last couple months is a lot of you guys are not listening to your table leaders. You're not respecting them at the table. You're getting up and jumping around. And I've also seen some of you throwing fists at each other. That is not Christ-like in any manner. We are not to leave a hand on someone. There's no one in this place that deserves to be hit. Do I hear an amen for that?
Amen!
Because is hitting someone love?
No.
No, it's not. In fact, some people are called bullies. And bullies come in both genders, male and female. And if we hit one another, then someone seeing it, they may be afraid to come here anymore because someone might hit them. Do we want to do that?
No.
No, we don't. You guys have made a big step in walking with Christ. The first step was acknowledging Him and accepting Him into your heart. These leaders here are wanting you guys to grow up and be strong witnesses to who Jesus is, to walk in a manner to be called a Christian. Father God, thank you so much for your word. And Father, we thank you for the people here that have devoted their life to raise these children in your word. And Father, I ask these children now that they would ask you that they could grow up being more righteous. And it is in Jesus' name we pray, and all the saints said,
amen.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah? Can I have one?
You have a karaoke machine. Oh, I've been... Huh? I would love to give you a hug, girl, but I got a cold, okay? And next time. How about the next time?
Okay.
Sounds good?
My mom used to wear a wig.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
One time was little. Little.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So
you like to sing?
Huh?
You like to sing? What's your favorite song?
My hair was so long. I cut my hair and donated it.
Oh, how long did that take? Okay. God bless you.
So, Carrie Nucky has
thank
like
you very much, Mr. Dennis.
A couple, you know.
Where is it?
You know,
thank the Lord.
So, it has like a thing around it, like a flat, like yeah. A hand. And then you can like charge it. Or you can put a headphone in and you can listen to it.